24 minutes past 11. We're returning to the folded arms of Dr. Ed and Dr. Carl, who are wildly excited this morning, but I've just given them a bit of Valium. And we're taking questions about physics on the morning show. Jodie's with us now. Hi, Jodie.
Hi.
So what's your question today for Dr. Ed and Dr. Carl?
I just wanted to know, you always hear it, but I just wanted to know what actually does happen when an irresistible force meets an immovable object.
Good question. I've been having an argument with my brother-in-law over this one. Problem is, how do you define an irresistible force and an immovable object? Mm-hmm. If you define the irresistible force as a force that no object in the universe can resist, which is a reasonable definition of the irresistible force, then by definition, the immovable object can't exist in the same universe. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to define the irresistible force.
Yeah.
So the short answer is they can't exist in the same universe.
Okay. So it's kind of just one of those questions.
Yeah,
it's
one of those questions that philosophers use to provoke a thought.
Kind of so, like the one hand clapping thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Black
right.
hole.
Great. Well, thanks.
What about a black hole?
Oh, hang on. Now they're discussing what about a black hole.
Uh-oh.
Inside the event horizon, is not a black hole irresistible? Notice how I'm talking more slowly as I button up my polyester brown cardigan.
Okay, so where's your immovable object?
Don't know.
Exactly.
We've got one half. We've got one half.
Yeah,
the irresistible force.
By definition, you can't have the other half.
Okay.
All right.
So you're getting very philosophical today.
That's good.
Is that
thanks,
wonderful
Jody.
Margaret Redhall?
Thanks a lot.
For the message.